escalation of housing prices. And, you know, everybody was saying, well, now that the pandemic is over, we think that, you know, the hot market is going to cool off. Most places, it hasn't cooled off. It's cooled off here a bit, but you still, the prices have not come down. In other words, they're still going to stay at the higher levels. So affordable housing is problematic. You have to figure out how to get not just $3.5 million for affordable housing. How do you continue that?
Affordable housing goes all the way from homelessness, whether it's transient. Well, I guess homelessness is transient. All the way up to even middle neighborhoods. And middle neighborhoods are those neighborhoods that are borderline, like the community doesn't pay too much attention to them because they're okay, but they're close enough to a failed or failing neighborhood that they could be affected by the deterioration of the neighborhood next to them.
The property value?
Yes, or the maintenance or the desirability of buying into that particular neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I think we have quite a few neighborhoods like that. And you want to maintain, it's easier to maintain a neighborhood or a community than it is to lift it out of deterioration.
Or to build a new one.
Yeah. Or to build a new
right.
one.
Why start from scratch when you already have the basics there?
Yeah. So I think we have to look at all levels of that. It takes a conversation with the right people at the table. It's not just the continuum of care people that should be at the table. It should be realtors and builders and Habitat for Humanity, although
and landlords.
And landlords at the table and investors and people who can help solve the problem. And the lenders are going to be the ones that, I mean, they could lend money. We could have a fund that loans 30% of it, or have a fund that's 30% of the loan to help protect the lender from any default. You know, there's different ways of help doing this without it all being the city's funds.